President Biden and Vice President Harris are participating in the wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Ceremony. This is something that is tradition, but of course, this year it's drenched in first. Vice President Harris, the country's first female, first Black, first Indian American, and first Asian American vice president, the daughter of Jamaican and Indian immigrants. As Washington Post columnist Robin Givhan says, crashing through so many doors simultaneously that the full symbolism and impact of her ascension must be reckoned with piecemeal. Robin is Washington Post senior critic at large. She writes on politics, race, and the arts, and a Pulitzer Prize winner for her thoughts on just these cultural moments. And Robin, we're thinking, too, that Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, will be the first second gentleman, the first Jewish person married to either a president or vice president. First Lady Jill Biden, a teacher, will be the first first lady. But, you know, just stay with Kamala Harris for a moment. 2 weeks after an insurrection by mostly white pro-Trump extremists. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that it was incredibly powerful to see her standing there, in the aftermath, so to speak, of that attempted insurrection. And I thought it was also just incredibly telling the way in which she, you know, sort of symbolically decided to bring along so many people with her. You know, the fact that she was standing there wearing, a coat that had been created for her by an African-American designer. It's a small thing, but, coming out of a period in which I think so many Americans felt as if they were being told that they didn't have a claim, a rightful claim on the country, that small gestures like that speak volumes.
Yeah. And you wrote also this week that Jill Biden, the new first lady, who is often overshadowed, is making history of her own.
She really is. She has made the decision that she will continue to teach, which makes her the first lady who will, have a full-time job outside of the White House, a paid job outside of the White House. And, you know, that, I think, in many ways, sort of resonates in a much more intimate way with women because, you know, very few can become vice president or president, but, you know, so many women who are into professional households or into working households sort of grapple with this idea, and there remains, unfortunately, a cultural assumption that when push comes to shove, it's the female half of a partnership that will pull back from a career. And, you know, doing that, I also think, reshapes how we think of the role of First Lady, which has always been so murky, and allows the First Lady to not be an appendage to the president, but a woman in full.
Yeah. And just briefly reflect on the first family. We know this such sad history. Biden's first wife and daughter killed in a car crash. Joe and Jill Biden raised Joe's sons, Hunter and Beau. Beau dies of cancer. They also have a daughter together, Ashley. But we know Hunter wrestled with accusations that he was influence peddling. No investigations found that. But just in the few seconds, the family, what As we see a family exit that sold the family name, which was Trump.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that really strikes me is that the sense of empathy that we hear so much about coming from President Biden really is something that runs through the family and really seems to have come from a place of having struggled with hardship, which a lot of Americans can relate to. And come out the other side of it, having talked about it and grappled with it and dealt with it, which I think is really what the country's looking for right now.
The Washington Post's Robin Givhan. Robin, thank you.
Thank you.